I'm undefeated, undisputed UFC lightweight champion. 28-0. I dominate every single opponent. No one even close. I'm on different level, and everybody knows this. But even if I beat Yaquinta, Conor, Poirier, for my legacy, I have to beat Tony Ferguson.
The way that you can gauge how big and how meaningful a fight really is through the fans. Fans are going crazy for this fight.
This is the fight that everybody wants to see.
This fight is so big.
What have you done?
Ferguson, Nurmagomedov. The fight that every MMA fan is dying to see. Who's the
All right, guys. Wow, that was it. A little promo for UFC 249. Are we going to get it? Oh, my gosh. Guys, this is Dave Van Auken with the Fight Bananas Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, subscribing. Wow, times are crazy. I'm in the studio right now by myself. Not making a phone call. Not going to invite anyone in my quarantine room. I have iced coffee right now from Dunkin' Donuts. I have my Fusion CBD products. Life's pretty good right now. I am going to stay away and just put out tons of content. That's what I'm doing. That's it. I'm going to kind of get into UFC 249 and what's going to happen, what I think. I am going to record a podcast later with Macy Bro and Justin Robinson, another MMA couple, another MMA relationship. We're trying to do a five-part mini-series. The coronavirus tried to stop my mini-series, and I'm not going to let it stop. I got Felicia and Todd. I had Luis and Jamie. So Macy and Justin, they're going to come on hopefully later on today, and I'll drop it tomorrow or the next day. You know, that's what I'll do. I'll just keep on popping content for you guys on all of our, Fight Bananas YouTube channel, Apple Podcasts, and of course, iHeartRadio. Gosh, I love me some iHeartRadio. I love them. Guys, and it's cool. We got more content coming. I told you guys we're branching out. I think we're going to have a boxing one soon. We still got something major in the works. Of course, it got slowed down by it, but we're not going to let it hinder us. We do have the Wrestle and the Professional Wrestle and Podcast out. They got a ton of stuff coming out, WrestleMania and all these shows, AEW, WWE. My main man, that guy, is having the Professional Wrestle and Podcast. I got to start saying that 20 times. That's coming out really, really soon. So keep with us. First of all, before I head into UFC 249 and what's going to happen and why and why do I think it's so big, we are doing something humongous. It's mid-March, end of March. We are doing the greatest UFC fight of all time. We're going to do the top 64. We got four regions, Brazil, Abu Dhabi, New York, and of course, Las Vegas, the mega of the fight game. We're going to have one seeds. I've already communicated with promoters, MMA media members. Three UFC fighters have pitched in what they think are their best fights. It accounts. There's actually a fight on there that's I thought in my mind. So we're going to break them down in seeds, and we're going to let you guys vote for them on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, even through my personal, at David Van Auken, and of course on Fight Bananas. We might put it on fightbananas.com as well. And we're going to do a vote. Keep us busy. More content. I'm going to do a show for every round, first round, second round, third round, until we get to the final four. We'll do mega votes, and then we'll have the Fight Bananas greatest UFC fight ever. So that's going to be fun, you know. It was crazy. One of the fights that I thought would be, a five seed, a four seed. And I say that, you guys know what I mean, right? There's four ones, four twos, four threes, and it goes in a tournament just like March Madness. And I thought it would be a four or a five seed. But two media members and one UFC fighter had their greatest fight ever, and the two media members wanted it as a one seed. So it's got to move up the ranks. This is what we're doing. We are the People's Podcast, the People's MMA Podcast. I'm not going to lie. That fight is Diego Sanchez versus Clay Guida. Remember Ultimate Fighter 9 finale. It's a great fight. It's that banger first round. It was up there for me. But one UFC fighter thought it was the number one fight in the organization's history. couple media members said it has to be in the top four. So it's going to move up the ranks. Just letting you guys know, that's a little spoiler alert. There's so many. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be so much fun. It's going to keep us like, oh my gosh, do you remember that fight? I think the top 5, 8, 10, 15, you guys should kind of all know, or if you're listening to this podcast, you guys know what I mean. But there's some sleepers. There really are. There's we talked about with my main man, John Radford. How about Brian Stann versus Wanderlei Silva? UFC on Fuel TV 8. That's a good one. That should be up there. How about Tony Ferg versus Barbosa? Remember that Ultimate Fighter finale, another fun item. That's kind of funny. This Ultimate Fighter stuff creates a lot of great fights. And then how important? Do you remember how vital Brock Lesnar versus Randy Couture was? How about how important was Conor McGregor and Dennis Siver? How big that was for Fox. So there's just so much to be. And guys, it's our favorite fights, my favorite fights. I like different fighters than maybe you guys. Maybe different fighters connect with me or mean more in that moment. You know, you never know in a relationship or a kid was born. Perfect example. And we're only just going to do UFC fights. But guys, Kayla Harrison, a friend of the podcast, been on the show multiple times, won her championship New Year's Eve maybe 3 to 4 hours after my twin girls were born, and I will never forget it. I remember they were born, and you know, we have them in the room over a couple hours. If you guys have kids and you're in the hospital, there's only, you know, they sleep a lot. There's only so much you can do. You're not around your surroundings. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but hours later, 4 or 5 hours later, you kind of get homesick, or I don't want to say bored, but you just kind of get you know, worrisome, and you just need something to kind of take your mind off of it. I turned on ESPN and I'm watching my girl Kayla Harrison win the championship for PFL. And I will always remember that. That will always be a top five favorite fight of mine. It wasn't one of the, you know, it's not the best fight ever, but that fight means more to me. She won the championship on my daughter's birth. I love it. I'm a fan of Kayla. She's been on the show 2-3 times. She has her championship underneath her sock drawer. She showed me it. We FaceTime. So there's so much to do. I cannot wait. We're breaking that down over the next 2 weeks. It looks like I'm going to have time with you. I don't know, guys. I'm hoping to get back in the studio and everything, but you never know. I might be doing this in my bedroom. So I won't FaceTime there, okay? I won't do any Skypes in my bedroom. Hey, oh, you know what I mean? Come on. I got 4 kids, you know? All right. So the topic at hand, that was a lot of cleanup work. We appreciate you guys. Hopefully, you know, you guys are very involved with our Fight Bananas UFC Best Fight Bracket. But UFC 249, I don't want to say I got inside news or inside information, because stuff is very fluid and is moving all over the place. But all I want to say is, and I just want to bring this out there and timestamp it, and I did it on Twitter a couple of days ago. Follow me at David Van Alken. Abu Dhabi is a shot. Abu Dhabi has been talked about. Abu Dhabi is out there. Khabib Nurmagomedov loves fighting over there. They'll pay for it. They'll get Tony out. You get a couple private planes. Abu Dhabi is a real deal. And I kind of thought about why this is so big. Dana White canceled 3 events before this. You know, Portland, Columbus, there's one more in there. I think it was Ohio, right? Columbus, Ohio. It's big fights. Francis Ngannou's, Walt Harris's return, a lot of big deals. Oh, yeah, the London show, Leon Edwards and Woodley. Then it was going to be Woodley and Burns, and it's just a lot of crazy stuff going on there. But why is this fight so important? I just think there's so many layers to it. For one, they're talking about it. It's the biggest fight of the year. One of the biggest fights in UFC's history. Maybe the biggest fight in lightweight history. And it may be, and it probably is. They tried it 4 times and it's failed 4 times. If it fails again, Dana's just going to have to say, guys, we can't do it. Let's just move on. Let's just move on with ourselves, guys. A fight won't happen. We tried. Literally, there's a pandemic. The fight might just not happen. We just have to move on and just be okay with that. And I don't know if we are. Another reason why I think this fight is so important, with him canceling shows beforehand, and this is on pay-per-view and ESPN Plus and all that, I think it's so important just to get the people, the America, other countries. It's affecting the whole world, this coronavirus. We just got to get back to a little bit of normalcy. We got to get back to, on a Saturday night, 6 feet away from each other, of course, but sitting down in the living room, or you know, maybe at a social gathering at a bar, watching fights 6 feet away. Like, we got to have a little bit of normalcy, guys. We cannot go on like this forever. This is I don't want to say un-American, but this isn't who we are. I'm not saying be reckless and not follow any rules or guidelines, but guys, we're America, we're free. We have to watch and promote and sing and dance and laugh and you know, spend time with friends and family. This is America. We got to get back to it sooner or later. Hopefully in a couple weeks. You know, hopefully maybe the start is UFC 249. I know WrestleMania is doing a two-night show. You know, and I know I've been hearing a lot of there's ties with Trump and Dana White. He's going to make sure it's going to, guys, sometimes you know, Trump is putting an X on, you know, flights leaving the country. Maybe they can't fly out of the country, or maybe Abu Dhabi could get up one private jet and then they can, you know, do their thing, fly over 8 fights, you know, 16 fighters and move on from there. Maybe that's how they're going to do it. Next layer, next you know, thing to unpeel about UFC 249 is Conor McGregor. It's the elephant in the room, guys. His comeback was just historic. The pay-per-view buy rates, everyone watching. He went through Cerrone without literally being touched. You would think he would be back by now, and he's not. What is he doing? He's waiting for UFC 249. He's waiting for, honestly, if Habib or Tony gets hurt, let's just be honest there. Then two, I think, of course, they want the winner. They want to do Conor and Habib. Conor versus Tony after him beating Habib, that is pay-per-view points galore. Like, we have to move on with Conor McGregor, the biggest name in our sport. Then the last onion I'm going to kind of, you know, throw at you guys, UFC 250 booked. Brazil, Aldo Cejudo, Spencer Nunes. UFC 251, that's the one in Perth. That's kind of booked. That's a dirty secret. It's Volkanovski versus Max Holloway. Like, these shows are booked. I don't think they're going to do a Conor McGregor and, you know, overseas like that. There's no ties. It's not like him and Habib and Abu Dhabi. It's not like he's doing the Dublin show on August 15th. And, you know, I know it's not a pay-per-view, but you would think, oh, wow, that's cool. Conor in Dublin, that would be fun. UFC 252, that's the Vegas show. That's International Fight Week. You would think you would see Conor by then. It would be a 7-month layoff. Conor wants 3 fights this year. And you think that's this landed spot. But then, guys, we have this Masvidal Usman out there. That's a hell of a double co-main event. You would think one of those would just lead their own show. Are we going to see Conor and Habib, or Conor and Tony with Usman and Mas? Or if that fight, you know, if one of those guys get injured, is that a Conor and Gaethje? How long can Gaethje just sit on the back burner? There's so much to go around on this show. This show is so crucial for the rest of the UFC's year. This is the landmark show. This is the beginning of the trilogy. This is something that will set up for the next. This is the Avengers number one. This sets up the end game. So we got to get this fight going. We. If it's on Mars, if it's in outer space, if it's at the apex, if it's at a quarantined place. How about, guys, they're doing WrestleMania in Orlando at the Performance Center. How about Dana White says, hey, can we put an octagon in here? Can we have Tony versus Habib? How about that? Guys, people are talking about money issues. The UFC would get the greatest set of eyes if they go, guys, we're going to make Habib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson a one-hour special on ESPN. Free. We're going to have videos, we're going to have interviews, and we're going to have the fight absolutely free on ESPN at the Orlando Performance Center for WWE. How many people would watch it? How many people would have good grace for the UFC and moving forward? Of course, you have Conor McGregor walk outside the octagon after whoever wins, Habib or Tony. We'll get into that. We want to have that zone show. We want to do a fight breakdown on that show. It's too good not to have a fight breakdown. So that was just a couple minutes, guys. I'm trying to communicate with you guys, trying to talk with you, have fun. Just hopefully get your mind off of this corona pandemic. You know, just I'm lost for words about it now. Guys, I got four kids. There's no schooling. Everything is just coming to a halt. I'm really gracious I can even talk into this microphone and kind of talk to you guys without a kid just breaking down the door. But, you know, some fun times here at the Van Auken house. We're at the studio here, Fight Bananas Lane, in the lab. That was it, guys. So UFC 249, they have to make this fight. So much is on it. Habib and Tony, what's next for the rest of the year? The Conor McGregor, so much. It really is. Guys, we're going to have Macy Bro and Justin Robinson. We're going to come on tomorrow the next day. MMA Relationships, the mini-series continues. Nothing can stop us. We got a professional wrestling podcast going with that guy. We have so much content coming your way, and we will kick off early next week. I think Monday is going to be the first. I'm going to announce all the fights. Who are the one seeds? Who are the five seeds? Break them down, and then we will start all next week. We'll give it up to you guys. We'll have you guys vote. Who, you know, 5 versus a 12. You know, those are big upsets. We're going to see, guys, maybe, you know, a fight like, How about Johnny Hendricks versus Robbie Lawler, UFC 171. Is that going to upset? You know, I got that around an 8 seed. That's a great fight. That's like the 40th, 50th best fight ever. Could that upset something like a Mark Hunt versus Bigfoot Silva? You know, so it's going to be fun, guys. There's so much. If you guys have any input or takes, I'll take it. You know, put the comments on any kind of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You can DM me anytime at David Van Auken, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Give me a follow. You know what's good. All right, guys, that was it. That was the Corona UFC 249 Fight Bananas fight breakdown, best of all time, and a little spoiler, Macy Bro and Justin Robinson coming on the show later on this week. Thank you so much. Give all of our sponsors love and follows. You know, support your local business. It's very, very crucial in a time like this. Oh, last thing, I'm so sorry. Guys, buy the Combat Night pay-per-view. You ready? I'm going to put the show on today. Tomorrow, Combat Night will go live. No one in the audience. It's a hell of a card. Combat Night Duval. Give them some love. I'm going to put the link right underneath this right now. It's so easy. It's a great pay-per-view channel. You can go on Combat Night MMA on Facebook. It's, you know, they have a website, Mitchell Chamali on Facebook. It's all over it. Guys, show them love. They need it. Support mixed martial arts. Support local mixed martial arts. Ton of great fights on the show. Ton. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Thank you guys so much. This is Dave Van Auken once again on the Fight Bananas Podcast.